Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Join the prominent motivational speaker and teacher, Sister Jenna, on America Meditating Radio as she talks with celebrities, leaders, authors, and average people who share stories of success and inspirational ways to combat negativity and everyday challenges that we may encounter along our journeys of life. Tune in daily, 24/7, right here on America Meditating Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and we're always happy when you can tune in and join us to find out more about who we are and how to amplify our God-given gifts and talents in a world that's increasingly moving us in various directions, perhaps directions that we're just not used to. You know, there have been the Intel hearings, Comey's discussions. In Washington, it's just a whole different temperament. If you happen to be listening to the show and you're living here, the vibrations of the energy here is just different than when I go to California. Or even when I'm in New York, it just feels different because it's right next door to you. And what can I tell you for
all of us as citizens in this country, you got to believe in your goodness and your divinity. And you're going to have to believe that good prevails, even if that which is deceitful, dishonest, fear-driven, power-hungry, greedy, seems to be the prominent player at the table. It's okay. It's something that those actors have to do, something that they have to do. But you must remember, who are you? What are you? Go to see Wonder Woman and you'll get an idea of what I'm saying. Despite however amount of power she had and the ability to really destroy evil, she realized that at the core of every human being is that Christ consciousness, is that Buddha consciousness, is that Brahma consciousness, it's that Abraham consciousness, it's that Guru Nanak vibe, it's the Krishna in you, it's the beauty in you. And if we turned our backs on that over a long period of time, our power gets diminished from the level in which our real gentle force, our real power is in the presence of gentility, is in the presence of peace and calm and purity. And that proves that I'm living a life of truth. When I'm forceful, aggressive, like I could observe in some of the faces of the individuals speaking, the ones who are, you know, killing their conscience and just trying to prove a point, and they're on the defense, and just in their faces, it just shows an absence of love. And it just pains me that they're going through such a nightmare of an experience, despite the trade-off that they might be choosing at this particular time. Don't touch the dial. We're going to be having a heart-to-heart with Alexa Carlin. Alexa's a renowned speaker and author and founder of the Woman Empower Expert. And I want to talk to Alexa about, you know, the area of women and how really we're moving in the world today. So don't you touch that dial. We'll be back with you after this meditation. Take a deep breath.
Feeling safe. Taking just a minute. Like a tortoise, I move into the safety of my inner world and experience a world free from distractions. I feel secure, protected, knowing that I am true to myself. I experience my true value, independent of the influence of others. I now gently step back into my surroundings.
Welcome back. That was Feeling Safe by Just a Minute, meditation CD with Sister Jenti. The America Meditating Radio is proud to welcome Alexa Carlin. Alexa is a nationally renowned speaker, author, founder of the Woman Empower Expo, and creator of BeAPublicSpeaker.com. But she's faced some challenges getting there. In college, Alexa had a near-death experience involving septic shock and a 1% chance of survival. Can you believe that? It changed her life, to say the least, and inspired her to share her story authentically to audiences all over the world, amassing a social media following of over 50,000 people. Alexa was recently featured on the cover of Meetings and Conventions magazines as one of 15 young millennial go-getters to watch. Her mission is to make a difference in at least one person's life every day. Today we welcome Alexa to the air. Hello, my dear.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
A near-death experience can definitely change us. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I have full experience with seeing how one thing can dramatically change the course of your entire life.
And so I was talking to a friend of mine this morning who's a regular guest on Super Soul Sunday, and he was sharing with me that he had a near-death experience in Costa Rica in a drowning incident. And when he emerged from that, so much changed for him in terms of the way that he was living his life. What was it that was going through your consciousness, your thoughts, either during that experience and then what emerged afterwards?
Yeah, so when I was in the ICU, I was in a coma for 6 days in the ICU for a total of 10. And when I was in a coma, I was taken to this magnificent place. I was in this field of green grass. This green does not exist in this reality. It was so pure. And in front of me were all these orange big mountains, and I was just running with the wind. But I wasn't in a body. I was just this being of light. And I was never afraid. I was always at peace, and it was a very blissful feeling. But then when I woke up out of the coma, I still had a mask on my face, a tube down my throat, and I was hooked up to 9 different bags of antibiotics. So I couldn't move, breathe, or speak on my own. I couldn't even have a glass of water. So during this time, I had this visualization that occurred, and I pictured my mind to be this pure, healthy pink, like what you envision, like a pure, healthy lung, because my mind was fully intact. I knew exactly what was going on. But sepsis was killing all of my organs. So then I pictured the rest of my body was black and rotting away. And I would use this healthy pink color to push down to the rest of my body. And I would, with every ounce of energy I'd left, I would push this healthy pink color to try to heal my body from top to bottom until I was discharged from the hospital.
Wow. So are you saying that, like, the color pink, is that a healing color, or is it just the color that worked for you?
It was just, I never even read about this before or knew about it. It was kind of just this intuitive thing that just happened. And so this light, pure pink color is very healing. And I think it works with any color. It could be white. It could be like an amethyst purple. But it was just the power of that visualization, knowing that I will come out of this and that I can heal my body.
That's so good to hear. That's fantastic. Now, how did you, I mean, we all struggle with fear, and we all struggle with moments of insecurity or feeling a sense of, I call it yuckiness. Is there a tool that you've used or a mantra that you could help our listeners to kind of get back on track and try to get over themselves?
Yeah, definitely. So there's 3 main things that helped me, and one was during the time I was suffering from post-traumatic stress. So 6 months after I was discharged from the hospital, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and I live with this disease every single day. And that caused me to have a lot of fear of being afraid that I would end up back in the hospital. And so during this time, I was, you know, living in like complete darkness, very, very scared. Every single day, I would be scared of everything. And so a lot of people told me about meditation, and I couldn't, how I meditate, I was living in New York City at the time, and so I needed to meditate like every single moment of every single day, but it wasn't sitting in silence. So instead, I would try to take myself out of my mind of fear and into the present moment. So I would focus on every sound possible. So for example, like, I wouldn't be able to listen to my earphones when I was on the subway because music would make me cry. So instead, I tried to listen to every single sound, like the train tracks, someone sniffling, someone else's music through their earphones. And by trying to focus on all these different sounds, you have to be in the present moment because you have to focus. And so that was one way that I meditated. Thich Nhat Hanh talks a lot about this, like through meditation, like walking meditation and so forth. And so that's one thing that helped a lot while I was going through the darkness. Second thing that helped, which helped me kind of overcome that, understanding that this experience happened, but didn't happen to me, it happened for me, was understanding to trust. And so that's a mantra I use every single day. Every time I'm in the shower, I'm always just like, Alexa, trust, trust, trust. And I'll say it as many times as needed, but it really does help because there's things that you can't control and there's things that you can control. And what you can control is how you perceive life and how you react to the things that you can't control. And so with that, I just say trust, and I know that things are happening for me in my favor.
That's a beautiful thing to share. Because I think, you know, we go through various stages of feeling like we're totally in charge, and then there are times that we feel just very vulnerable. And I know that our producer, Antonia, met you, I think, at an expo that you did in Washington, D.C., the Women in Power Expo,
yes,
which had a very good attendance. So, you know, how are expos really different from other conferences? Are they similar? And you know, what is it that we're actually hoping for the attendees to take away from things like a Women Empowerment Expo? I mean, what were you expecting everyone to take away?
Yeah, so our whole mission with the Women in Power Expo is to create a community of women who feel empowered to connect and collaborate to create real change in their own lives, in their community, and in the world. And so our event differs from other events because we focus highly on collaboration and bringing about a diverse amount of women. So we have women that are in the health industry, finance industry, and scientists, astronauts, politicians, like all these different women, but they're all coming together for the same purpose, right? To connect with other women who will support them along this journey. And so with our event, there's an expo, a lot of things are going on. So we have concurrent breakout sessions and keynote panels going on throughout the day while having a marketplace of 70 local and female-run businesses. So it's not only an opportunity to meet other women, but you're also meeting local and entrepreneurial women who are right there in your community. And same with our speakers. 80% of our speakers are based in and around the city that we host our events in. So when an attendee sees them, is inspired or educated by them, then they can go up to them after and be like, I would love to take you out for coffee, or I run a podcast or radio, you know, can you be on my show, or whatever it may be. And then that relationship grows. And so while it's a one-day event, it's fostering this growing community in that local city.
I love that. And it sounds like it's even something that can expand even after that, because I know that you're also the creator of the Good Vibe Tribe. I love that. How do we get involved with that?
Yeah, definitely. So the Good Vibe Tribe was a very organic thing that happened. I started sharing my story so vulnerably and authentically on live streaming and Instagram and social media platforms that I kind of just created my own tribe of people located all over the world that supported me. And then they started sharing their story and felt more confident and comfortable with being vulnerable and understanding that, you know, this is my past, and you know, while my past might be part of me, it doesn't define me, and that's okay to share it. And so they kind of coined themselves the Good Vibe Tribe because we spread good vibes all over the world, and we kind of are just throwing positivity to as many people as possible. And so basically anyone and everyone could be part of it. And I have a Facebook group called My Good Vibe Tribe, and that's where you can connect with people all over the world that are on the same mission of making a difference and, you know, at least one person's life every single day.
Oh, that's so sweet. So what drives you now? I mean, what's at your base? When you look at your life today and everything has been unfolding, what's moving you now?
What always moves me is my passion. It's this feeling where I can't not do what I'm doing, or else I would be very unhappy. It's kind of this thing where, like, there's not even a choice. It's just, I know this is my purpose. I know that I have to share my story because I know it's going to make a difference in people's lives. And if I'm not, then I'm not feeling fulfilled. And what I've realized, especially with my autoimmune disease, is that my health and my happiness are perfectly in sync. So when I'm feeling unhappy or stressed or something's not right in my life, I get physically ill. And so it's so important for me, one, to focus on my health so then I can do what I'm doing and you know, make that positive impact. But at the same time, it's the other way around, where when I'm doing that, what's driving me, my passion, when I'm doing it and actively meeting people and spreading this message and being vulnerable, I'm way more healthier because I'm happier.
Hey, everyone. You've been listening to Alexa Carlin, and we've been having a heart-to-heart conversation on woman empowerment, what drives you, how she overcame a near-death experience, and what it took for her to get to where she is today. We're just about to get to the end of our conversation, and I would love for you to share, you know, what changes would you offer our country's narrative at this time, if at all any?
Yeah, so our country is obviously in a very intense time right now. And I think what we need to understand is that one person can make a difference. And if everyone thinks that the problem is too big for us to handle, then it's just going to get bigger. because you know, it's about the collective consciousness. It's about all of us doing our part. And so what I will say is that every single day, go out of your way to support someone. Every single day, go out of your way to be kind. Go out of your way to make a difference, because that's the only way that we're ever going to create the change that we want to see. And doing your small part that you think may be insignificant, it creates huge ripple effects, because you're impacting one person that's impacting another person, and so forth. And so understanding that and the power of your voice is so important. Like I said, I'm also a public speaker, and I'm working on, like you mentioned in the beginning, beapublicspeaker.com, which is to help people gain that confidence to share their story and to make a difference through that, because we all have been through something or maybe going through something that will and can inspire others. And so that's another thing, is never think that what you're doing is too small to make a difference, and share your story authentically, vulnerably, because it can create huge ripple effects in the world.
Is there a website that you can leave us with?
Yeah, so there's two. So you could go learn more about beapublicspeaker.com, or if you'd like to attend one of our upcoming Women Empower Expo events, go to womenempowerexpo.com. Our next event is in Fort Lauderdale on October 7th.
Beautiful. Congratulations and all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us today. There's so many changes in our lives, no? It be from a near-death experience to a divorce. It could be falling in love. It could be reading a good book. It could be hearing a great show on American Meditating. It could be just meeting someone in the glance of an eye. Something just shifts in you. And my conversation with my friend this morning is just this very pure feeling that we're being called to be genuinely ourselves, which means I don't have to project what I think the world needs to receive to feel like I'm arrived or acknowledged or I've become what the world wants me to become. I just think it has so much to do with the small steps you take, the beautiful moments you have with the people that are in your life without looking for someone out of your life. I think it's about really becoming your own power, whether you're a man or a woman. Find that part in you that is your bliss. It gives you joy. It's small. It might be very small, but I feel like, what would life be without this quality in my life? And so let's move towards that direction, my friends. You know, whenever you tune into the radio show, it matters much to me. We're coming up to our 20-year anniversary. We'll be at the MGM Grand Ballroom on Sunday, July 2nd at 3:30 to 6 p.m. Just go to meditationmuseum.org. Click on the events page. Don't worry about the waiting list, but put your waiting list down. Register. Please do a donation to the America Meditating Radio Show. It helps us to continue to offer good programming as well. And as I always share with you, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. Thank you so much to the ARCO Iris Foundation that has supported the show today. Om Shanti, everyone. Be well.
Over 30,000 homeless children live in the streets of La Paz, Bolivia. Most of these children live on the bridges, in cemeteries, or wherever they can find shelter. They eat whatever they can find, steal or beg. Father Joseph Maria Neuenhofer, a German priest, has dedicated his entire life in helping these children. For the last 23 years, Foundation ARCO Iris, founded and led by Father Neuenhofer, has helped thousands of these children in providing shelter, food, education, and medical care through the Foundation's hospital. For more information and to donate to Foundation ARCO Iris, go to www.arcoirisamerica.org.
For over 31 years, Brahma Kumaris in the United States have been transforming lives. This summer, Brahma Kumaris is honored to host Sister Shivani, June 20th through July 9th, on her first ever North American tour, where she will share her simple wisdom and meditation style in 14 cities. An engineer by profession, Sister Shivani presents a logical yet comfortable way of adopting spirituality. The tour includes Great Neck, New York, Westchester, New York, Edison, New Jersey, Toronto and Brampton, Ontario, Dayton, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Washington, D.C., Boston, Massachusetts, Danbury, Connecticut, Tampa, and Orlando, Florida.
with a grand finale at Peace Village, the Brahmakumaris Retreat Center in the breathtaking Catskill Mountains of upstate New York.
Looking forward to meeting each one of you who has become a part of the beautiful Awakening family.
Don't miss this special event. Tickets are free. Register now at bkawakening2017.org.